Ever felt that inexplicable dread walking alone through darkness? That primal fear isn't your imagination. It's your evolutionary heritage speaking. When our ancestors were forced from the protective rainforest onto the dangerous East African savanna, they faced a life-or-death challenge that would forever alter human destiny. Unlike baboons who developed massive jaws for defense, our ancestors were relatively weak and vulnerable. Their ingenious solution? Cooperation on an unprecedented scale. The fossil record tells a fascinating story. Lucy and other early hominids from 3 to 4 million years ago show anatomical features perfectly designed for throwing, mobile wrists, flexible upper arms, and horizontal shoulders. These adaptations enabled collective defense through stone throwing, a strategy so effective that even small groups could drive off large predators. This created powerful evolutionary pressure that fundamentally transformed human psychology. Those who enjoyed working together and could be trusted by others gained an enormous survival advantage. This necessity for cooperation selected for individuals who felt pleasure from collaboration and distress from exclusion. Being forced out of a group on the dangerous grasslands meant almost certain death, making social rejection a powerful evolutionary force that still affects us today. Had our ancestors developed different solutions, better hiding or running abilities, humans as we know them would never have evolved. 3 million years after leaving the forest, our ancestors still resembled chimps more than humans, though they walked upright and likely used simple stone tools. The real game changer came when Homo erectus made the most important innovation in human history, controlling fire. This breakthrough transformed existence by providing protection from predators while revolutionizing food preparation. Cooking released more nutrients and calories from food, allowing evolution of larger brains and faster metabolism. It also freed us from the 8 hours of daily chewing required by raw food, time that could be devoted to language and social interaction. While environmental challenges tested our ancestors, social challenges drove the evolution of theory of mind, our ability to understand others' distinct thoughts and feelings. This development brought emotions like pride, guilt, and shame, helping us experience ourselves through others' eyes. These social emotions guide behavior by reinforcing beneficial actions and discouraging harmful ones. Humans uniquely seek to share experiences. When witnessing something remarkable alone, we instinctively seek others. This mind-connecting trait made us collectively dominant despite individual vulnerability. Self-deception serves a social purpose, as appearing greater matters more than being greater. People typically see themselves as us plus 20%, which helps convince others more effectively. This strategy works. Groups rarely distinguish between knowledgeable and overconfident peers, while overconfident individuals succeed in job interviews and team settings. People pursuing persuasive goals selectively gather supporting evidence and internalize it, driving phenomena like partisan misinformation spread. Agriculture emerged 12,000 years ago, bringing food stability but also major drawbacks: contaminated water, poor nutrition, dental problems, and grueling seasonal labor. Early farmers lived worse lives than their hunter-gatherer ancestors. Farming succeeded by supporting larger populations on less land, but required new mindsets. While hunter-gatherers shared freely as insurance against hunger, farmers had to plan for the future and accumulate resources. Hunter-gatherers traveled light in fluid groups, while farmers settled permanently with tools and restricted sharing to family. Private property created inequality through differences in ability and opportunity. Like animals who only defend predictable resources, hunter-gatherers rarely claim territory, while farmers fiercely protected their concentrated assets. This shift reshaped gender dynamics. Hunter-gatherer parents contributed equally through communal sharing, but private property enabled wealthy men to support multiple families, giving them lasting reproductive advantages. Innovation sets humans apart from other species. While some animals use tools, human innovation operates at an unprecedented scale, from adapting to every environment to creating global networks. Our ancestors revolutionized human existence while other primates maintain ancient lifestyles. Though innovation defines humanity, most advances were social rather than individual, like the division of labor that enabled group hunting of large prey. The social innovation hypothesis explains gender differences. Women gifted in mathematics typically excel verbally too, while men often show singular mathematical strength. This influences career choices. Those strong in both skills, mostly women, choose people-oriented paths, while those mathematically focused, mostly men, gravitate towards sciences. Leadership balances individualism and collectivism. Nelson Mandela exemplifies moral leadership through racial reconciliation, while Robert Mugabe represents its opposite. This reflects humanity's dual inheritance of competitive and cooperative traits. Moral leaders, elephants, serve group interests, while immoral ones, baboons, exploit them. When dominance-oriented leaders feel threatened, they restrict information and prevent cohesion, undermining collective success. When virtuoso violinist Joshua Bell played in a DC metro station, barely 7 commuters stopped, despite his concerts normally selling out at premium prices. This illustrates how our future planning mindset often blinds us to present moments. Evolution favors reproductive success over happiness, using the latter only as motivation that normalizes after achievements. Research shows moderate happiness correlates with greater financial success than either extreme of the happiness spectrum. While evolutionary drives influence happiness, human pair bonding requires mutual selection and compromise. Evolution encourages developing attractive traits, kindness, intelligence, generosity, and sex appeal to enhance mate value. The pursuit of mastery distinguishes us and increases mate appeal, but creates a hedonic treadmill of endless competition. This explains why wealth barely affects happiness unless we surpass our peers, suggesting status, not money, drives satisfaction. Our evolutionary history guides modern well-being. Stay present, value experiences over possessions, cherish food and relationships, engage in meaningful work, build community, and pursue authentic joy over artificial substitutes. Evolution favors successful reproduction, but humans uniquely evolved toward cooperation over conflict. This cooperative nature led to division of labor and interdependence, enabling our brain development and collective intelligence. In our technology-driven world, ancient social needs persist. We thrive through connection and collaboration, not isolation. Understanding these evolutionary patterns helps us design lives that satisfy both modern aspirations and fundamental human nature, finding meaning in ways our ancestors never imagined. Our brains evolved for a world vastly different from today's environment. We seek genuine connection, yet spend hours on isolating social media. And while we're wired for immediate threats, we struggle with abstract dangers like climate change. Modern division of labor has created prosperity, but disconnected us from our work's impact. Unlike hunter-gatherers who saw immediate results, today's workers rarely witness the outcomes of their efforts, diminishing their sense of purpose. Our reward systems, evolved for scarce resources, now face engineered abundance, driving health epidemics. Meanwhile, technology exploits our attention-seeking brains, designed for novel stimuli and social cues. Understanding our evolutionary heritage offers solutions. We can design environments that align with our needs for connection and meaning, while creating technologies that enhance human interaction and purposeful work. Beneath our technological sophistication, we remain social primates with ancient needs. Our greatest achievements come through cooperation, our deepest fulfillment through meaningful connections.